on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Breaking news this hour, consumer inflation ticked up slightly in April, rising by 0.3%. Annual inflation rate now sits at 2.8%, up from 2.7% in March. Stats SA's Patrick Kelly says food and non-alcoholic beverage inflation rose to 4%.
The highest annual rate since September 2024, when it was 4.6%. The monthly change for the category was 1.3%. This is the largest increase since October 2023, when the rate was 1.5%. The rise in food and non-alcoholic beverages inflation was mainly due to higher meat prices, particularly for beef products such as stewing beef, mince and steak.
He says meat prices jumped by 2.3% between March and April, the biggest monthly rise since January 2023. Kelly says there's also no relief for coffee lovers, which saw a record high rate for instant coffee.
We can see that coffee prices are elevated across the globe. The World Bank Commodity Index for Robusta-type coffee beans increased by 28.1% over the same period.
In other news, Agriculture Minister John Steenhuisen says concerns about land expropriation didn't come up during bilateral talks with US trade representatives.
Focus yesterday was on trade and how we can keep trade going. I've no doubt the matter will come up in the course of the period.
He's in the US as part of President Cyril Ramaphosa's delegation ahead of his meeting with President Donald Trump later. The two countries have been locked in a diplomatic row over the Expropriation Act, which Trump claims will lead to the takeover of white-owned farms. His administration recently welcomed a group of Afrikaners seeking refugee status there. While Steenhuisen has refuted claims of a genocide against white people, he says there are safety concerns in rural areas in South Africa. Speaking to media in Washington, he's reiterated that land compensation should be fair and equitable and align with the Constitution.
Farmers and farm workers do feel unsafe and insecure in many parts of rural areas, but it's no different to challenges faced in rural areas around other parts of the world. And what we need to do is to make sure that we focus policing resources there and that we have a far better synergy between local security initiatives by farmers and farming organizations and formal SAPS interventions in those rural areas.
Meanwhile, the EFF has condemned the inclusion of Johann Rupert in South Africa's delegation set to meet Trump. The Red Berets have called the businessman a beneficiary of unequal land and economic relations in South Africa. The parties added that the inclusion of Rupert is a spit in the face of democracy. And in the UK, a third man has been charged as part of the investigation into fires at properties linked to Prime Minister Keir Starmer. 34-year-old Ukrainian national Petro Pochinok will appear before magistrates in Westminster later to face a number of charges, including arson. Two residential addresses and a car were targeted in North London earlier this month. Your top story this hour, consumer inflation ticked up slightly in April, rising by 0.3%. Annual inflation rate now sits at 2.8%, up from 2.7% in March. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanye.